You're listening to Hackers IRL. We're the people the news pretends are a single character. We are not. We pop shells, walk our dogs, fight with our printers, and somehow ship the work. This show is voicemails. Brain dumps from our side of the wire about whatever's on our minds. The line stays open. Up next, Panda from Ashura, the superheroes of cybersecurity. Here's their story.
So one project I've had sitting out for way too long now, I did a phone challenge at the last B-Sides, and not too long after, I got a payphone, and it's a GTE-style payphone for those phone nerds who are curious, but, you know, essentially, you know, I want to utilize this in my house to make calls. I'll probably want to utilize the coin operation system to convert it into a copot, is what they call it. But, you know, it's already a coin-operated telephone, but it would be a consumer-owned coin-operated telephone if I convert it. So, anyway, it came off of the streets of Atlanta. And from there ended up in someone's workshop for a quite a long time. And then, you know, basically, the guy who sold it to me got it from his dad who, you know, was in his dad's workshop. And, you know, the phone was locked, when I got it. So, I assume that, you know, they had the Abloy keys at one point to be able to put it in this workshop and use it. It did have a wire hanging out the back of it, but those had since been lost. So I was left, you know, trying to get into what is literally called the fortress. That's the name of those phones, you know, without any key. And it was a huge struggle. So the first thing I did with that phone, I cleaned it up and got an Olympics vault door, because since the phone's from Atlanta and the 96 Olympics, you know, had these really cool Olympic vault doors that they put out, you know, I really wanted that on it. I thought it was just really fitting, and there was some out on eBay, so I got one of those. Quickly realized that those were for earlier payphones that had the coin slot door on the other side. And they were pretty different in the mechanism that they had. So I ended up needing to swap a mechanism over from another vault door. And it wasn't super straightforward to do. I had to do some cutting and welding and, you know, finagling to get what I wanted out of it. But I was able to eventually get that to fit really well. And so, you know, the payphone was mostly complete. I figured getting the locks off, you know, I was kind of saving it for the end, you know, because I didn't want to do it, but I did not estimate how difficult drilling those locks out would be. You know, I tried to pick them a little bit, you know, I researched with friends and stuff and just decided that wasn't super feasible. So, you know, I figured it would be easier to drill them out. I'm probably wrong, honestly, but, you know, I don't care about having locks on there anyway. For anyone who knows payphones, it's like a two-part system. You know, there's the T-handle or T-bar, which is what actually moves the mechanism to open the phone. But, you know, payphones also have this additional lock that is what actually secures the mechanism that you move with the T-bar. So that's what was in place here. And it ended up taking, like, you know, 8 different drill bits to go through these locks. I ended up, someone asked me which drill bit ended up working. Not that, you know, like, I care too much, but it was a Milwaukee red something. I don't remember right now. But you know, that ended up getting through the hardened steel. And even then, you know, it was a lot of finagling just to, like, wiggle the lock around and get it to open up. To the point that I could open the payphone up. So anyway, after a lot of work and a lot of putting it off, you know, month after month of, oh, I'll put an hour into it here and then get frustrated and then try again, you know, later, I was able to finally get it open, so I'm one step closer to having a payphone mounted by my living room chair. And it's going to have two modes. So, I want to be able to talk to friends on it, obviously. So I'm going to tie it to my cell phone for those kind of calls. But the challenge that I made for B-Sides Jacksonville and Hackspace Con and, really wherever we end up taking that challenge, and, we'll probably expand it. That board became kind of like the, a central kind of display PBX in my house. So, people can walk in and tap into the different lines on the 66 block and listen to all the different messages, in the challenge. I do want to hook the payphone up to that as well. So I'm going to have some kind of AB switch probably underneath it that I can, flip between the cell phone and that, challenge. I think it's really cool to have the challenge set up just because it's like some of those like recordings are pretty nostalgic. So it'd be cool to be able to dial different things on that PBX. Anyway, yeah, that's one random thing that I put off for way too long. But if you have a project that you're working through, try to keep it out in front of you. Even if most days you're just like, I don't have the time and energy for that today. Every once in a while, you'll see it and be like, ah, let's do it. Let's give it a shot. I haven't literally drilled this thing for a while. So, anyway, just keep chipping away at stuff. And one of the hardest things for projects for me is just remembering that they exist. I'm always working on so much different, so many different things. Trying to keep everything in front of me is difficult. So that's my super ADHD brain. But that's why project management and notes and everything else are really important. And I will tell you, I'm almost 40. It does not get better with age. So if you're in your 20s and having issues remembering stuff, and regretting not taking good notes, here and there, yeah, definitely do what you can to set yourself up for success. I know now with AI tools, it's even crazier sometimes where, everything's kind of recorded by default in a lot of my work meetings, and I have notes, that are AI generated notes. I rely on that stuff a ton now, where before, I was scribbling notes every meeting. It's kind of scary when you go back and realize, oh, the recording's owned by someone else, or oh, it was actually on their Zoom, or Zoom a couple times, that it's bit me, or I forgot recording to turn recording on or whatever. So yeah, that's long ramble, but yeah, keep chipping away at stuff, whether it's something for work or something in your personal life. If you have a project, go to the next step and keep it going. So have a great one, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Hackers IRL. Background music is Simplicity by Macroform. If you've got a story of your own, a breach, a leak, a close call, or just something on your mind, join us. Call 904-915-HACK. That's 904-915-4225. Up to 10 minutes. Choose to preserve your OPSEC, and we distort your voice before anyone hears it. End of transmission.